Instant Reaction Podcast, HawkeyeNation.com. Andrew Downs with you on a beautiful Black Friday. In heaven, there is no beer. That's why we drink it here. I hope you're having one with me. And, you know, we just need to evaluate where Iowa is as a football program. Those were the words from then athletic director at Nebraska, Sean Eichhorst, 6 years ago as they fired their coach, Bo Pelini. And since then, Nebraska has not beaten Iowa on the football field. Six in a row for the Hawkeyes. The Heroes Trophy stays in Iowa City. Scott Frost goes 0-3 against Kirk Ferentz, moves to 0-3 against Kirk Ferentz. And Iowa gets their fourth win in a row this season, moves to 4-2 on the season, and continues this this kind of upswing after the disappointing start to the 0-2 start to the season. This has been this was an up and down day. There's no doubt about it. Felt pretty good early in the game. Didn't feel that good in the middle part. When they started to score, when Christian McCaffrey's little brother came in. And when Nebraska took the lead in the third quarter, felt real bad. And then Iowa was able to kind of turn it around. And defensively, they really stepped up and stood up and made some big stops, got some big turnovers, and offensively did what they needed to do. Tyler Goodson got going. The offensive line made some holes for him. He started to run a little more with a little more purpose, I think, in the second half. And you saw him get up over 100 yards for the day. So that was really nice to see. And just a lot of frustration with Spencer Petras and what he's doing right now. Had a nice drive at one point and really kind of got a lot of people, myself included, talking on Twitter about, hey, things, he had some touch on that touchdown pass. Things seemed to be coming to him a little slower. Maybe doesn't have those happy feet. It wasn't long after that that we saw him do a complete 360 spin in the pocket, and then roll out under very little pressure and throw just an awful interception that really had the ability to turn this game around and be kind of the play that we look at as to why Iowa lost this game, if Iowa had lost this game. Thankfully, that's not what we're talking about. And the Spencer Petras question, which will certainly be a conversation moving forward here, it's not something that it urgently needs to be talked about today, as we can just kind of enjoy the win and look ahead to where things are going. Talking about Spencer Petras, 18-30, 193 yards, a touchdown and an interception. But again, that just doesn't really tell the whole story. He had several throws that he missed and looks several throws that he missed, several open looks that just weren't there. He just wasn't able to make the throws and started seeing ghosts for a little bit out there. It wasn't great. And when the Iowa running game wasn't doing great early on, or at least wasn't finding the holes, it really made you feel worried about where this offense was going to find enough points to win this game. Sam Laporta had a nice game, though. He had five catches, 38 yards. Smith Marset, three catches for 44. Brandon Smith, three catches. He had a couple of drops that were uncharacteristic for him. Goodson, a couple of catches out of the backfield. Tyrone Tracy got his first touchdown as a Hawkeye, a six-yard catch on that nice throw from Spencer Petras in the first quarter to put Iowa up to 10-0. Nebraska had a couple of quarterbacks. Martinez was the more effective of the two. Not at first. He didn't play well the first couple of drives. They brought in Luke McCaffrey, and he led them down for a couple of field goals. But then Adrian Martinez came back in, really settled down, hurt Iowa a handful of times with the run, and played okay. Not Heisman caliber, but he played okay. He played good enough to give his team at least a chance to win. Not able to do so as Iowa, especially late in the game there, really put some pressure on him, got him out of the pocket, and of course the Chauncey Golston forced fumble or interception that Van Valkenburg had. I guess I don't know how they have statistically put that. I don't think the ball ever hit the ground, but I do think it was probably a fumble. Looking at the defense, who, again, other than a couple of drives, had another good game. Nick Niemann, 12 tackles. I think he had 17 last week, and so 12 this week, leads the team again. Matt Hankins with 9 tackles, and Jack Campbell, 8 tackles, 2 for loss, and just some speed that maybe we hadn't quite seen from him yet. He attacked the ball and came up and made a couple of really big hits there in the second half that were really nice to see. He's really coming into his own. Davion Nixon had another big game, 3 tackles for loss, 8 total tackles, and he's just a monster. He's a force. There were a lot of times where Iowa wasn't able to get much of a pass rush and wasn't able to put much pressure on the Nebraska quarterback, but when they were able to, for the most part, they were able to really capitalize on it, and that was nice to see. Terry Roberts with the fumble recovery on the muffed punt. That was a big, big play, obviously, for the Hawkeyes. And then Van Valkenburg with that fumble recovery. I guess they are calling that a fumble statistically, or at least the stats that I'm looking at right now. Overall, you know, again, it's a 4th win in a row, and you feel good about that. It's a 6th win in a row over Nebraska, and you feel great about that, to just dominate this series, this rivalry. It would certainly be more fun, I think, overall, if it was a little more back and forth, but on days like this, it's hard to see that. It's easy to see just kind of liking stomping on Nebraska, and I'm wondering what the conversation will be in Nebraska. It'll be an interesting week, I think, over there, as they dropped to 1-4 on this season and are, you know, certainly going to have another bad season. Scott Frost's record there, career record, is getting worse and worse. And he has not been the answer that they thought he would be, or at least not as quickly as maybe they hoped he would be. So it just feels good to get this win for the Hawkeyes. I'm going to keep this relatively short because the Hawkeye basketball team is going to be tipping off here in just a few minutes against Southern, and I'm going to watch that game on Wednesday. I was able to watch a good chunk of that game, but I was also working. I was on the air during that game, and so that made it a little more difficult. If this game is worthy of an instant reaction podcast, I will jump back on here and do one. If not, I might just take the Friday night off and talk to you guys on Monday. We will have this entire game covered on HawkeyeNation.com. Obviously, Rob Howe, Rick Brown, John Bonenkamp, Anna Kaiser, all with game stories. Lucy Rodine, follow her on Twitter if you haven't, because she's fantastic. Follow myself and Joe Hugo to be doing podcasts. I'm going to talk for a little while on Monday with John Miller from HawkeyePodcast.com. And we will post that as a podcast here as well on Monday. But hey, enjoy this one. Really, really nice to just dominate this series. And what now? 6 in a row against Nebraska, 6 in a row against Minnesota. Hopefully move to 7 in a row against Illinois next weekend. You got 5 in a row in the bag against Iowa State, who, I mean, let's just shout out Iowa State. A huge win at Texas today to essentially clinch a place in the Big 12 championship game. What a huge, huge win for that program. And it is kind of funny to see their best season in a long time in a year that they don't get a chance to beat Iowa. And the way Iowa played those first couple of games, you know, if that's the non-conference game, you don't like the thought of that for Iowa. But I would like to see these two teams play in a bowl game. I don't know if that's a realistic thing. I know it's something that's talked about here in Des Moines sometimes, but who knows if that's actually something that'll happen. If it were, though, I think that'd be fun. I think it'd be cool to see. I'd like to see which team is better this year because both teams seem pretty good right now. The Hawkeyes, again, not a real pretty win, but a win nonetheless, and a move to 4-2 on the season. 2 games left in the regular season. You know, after starting 0-2, obviously, if you can get to 6-2, that's an incredible feat. To rattle off 6 straight Big Ten wins would be amazing, and I think it's there for the Hawkeyes to do so. Wisconsin's a good team, and they will be a good team, but they will have played so many fewer games than Iowa by that point. They just had a cornerback, Wild Goose, opt back out to the NFL. I wonder if more guys will do that. Who knows what it'll look like for them in a couple of weeks when they come to Kinnick Stadium. But we will worry about that when we get there. For now, we're going to celebrate this, and we're going to turn on the Hawks and watch them tip off against Southern. Go Hawks. Thank you for listening. Have a good weekend.